Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, August 5th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, chip sales remain strong, Square buys Caviar, and Gannett acquires all of Cars.com. But first, LinkedIn says it paid nearly $6 million in back wages and damages to 359 current and former employees that the Labor Department says worked overtime without proper payment between February 2012 and 2014. LinkedIn also agreed to inform managers that overtime work must be recorded and paid for, and that they shouldn't retaliate against employees who raise concerns about workplace issues. Sales of semiconductors are tracking towards another record year in 2014, according to the Semiconductor Industry Association. Sales through the first half of this year are up 11% compared to the first half of last year. Prices for chips remain high amid strong demand and consolidation among manufacturers. Continued strength in demand for personal computers and smartphones has elevated demand as well. Lastly, there has been growing need for these chips in cars, medical devices, and everyday tools associated with the Internet of Things, like light bulbs, door locks, and thermostats. Square says it will buy food delivery company Caviar, expanding its focus from enabling payments at food trucks and corner stores. Square didn't release terms of the deal. Taboola says it's acquiring Perfect Market, a company that specializes in traffic and audience engagement on publisher sites. The company didn't disclose the terms of that deal either. As we continue, NFL teams turn to tablets.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Gannett has agreed to pay $1.8 billion for the remaining 73% stake of online ad listings firm Cars.com. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The deal could be announced later today, and it values Cars.com at $2.5 billion. Watch the NFL preseason opener Sunday night. Notice the teams using tablets. As part of a $400 million deal with Microsoft, teams are using stripped-down versions of Surface tablets on the sidelines and in the coaches' booths. They connect to a closed network in the stadium and deliver color photos of on-field action that can be zoomed and bookmarked for viewing later. Finally, today, you'll see a new feature if you're a regular shopper at Walmart's website. The homepage you see when you first go to the site will be customized with your local weather and events in your area, and you'll be shown products that might be interest based on your prior purchases. It's the latest effort by Walmart to be more competitive with Amazon.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.